This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's leading to the sell-off across the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, there were several factors. One is we saw cash come in about $2 lower than last week. The movement was not as good as last week. We saw the markets find a technical ceiling at the last levels that it also sold off of. We had as much as a 400-point loss today in the stock market. It was just hard to find anything out there to get overly friendly about. Justification of being limit down today, I have a little trouble swallowing that, but that is what it turned out to be, and we will have expanded limits come tomorrow. Now, on the close, we was down to $3 limit in live cattle. We was down to $4.50 limit in feeder cattle. We also saw the hog market today see mixed trade, but we ended up closing down 57 in April.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up. Well, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will, too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't lived for a week.
Ernie.
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the price is the best I've seen in months.
You have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com.
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
Tom, what's leading to the negative news across the grains?
Well, Leslie, there wasn't nothing really what I'd call earth-shattering to go along with the downside today for a lot of reasons, given, once again, more talk going on about Russia maybe putting an export tariff on some grain, more talk about the fact that we've seen two cancellations by Egypt on wheat tenders. But we saw Kansas City wheat today, second straight session of making new contract lows. The corn and the soybean markets also saw downside today. Export inspections were nothing to get excited about as far as being friendly. We're still running well behind year-ago levels. And tomorrow, we do have the USDA supply and demand report. On close today, March KC down 8.5. July KC down 7.75. March Chicago down 8.25. March corn down 3.5. July corn down 3.75. March beans down a nickel. July down 5.25. And March cotton today, 37 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.